Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
McKenna.
We got Brett on the fret.
We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings. We got
producer Dana Wicks on the sticks.
That's the whole band. We got Karate Bird. We got male person Stacy, non-binary icon.
We are here with the regs. Y'all, you can't even believe it.
You don't even know. Sometimes we have people and you're like, hot damn, I love them. And then we do a gift for you.
And they're so unfamous and accessible
that
you can
back.
Get them.
But we bring them back.
Can you come to our show? Yes! I mean, I let me check my book. Okay.
Yeah.
They're very famous and they said no 3 times.
Then we had, that's why there's been a year and a half
they
gap.
They said no. It was like converting to Judaism. We went and they said they turned us away 3 times because they were too famous. But please welcome.
You know her. We love her. You love her. From the upcoming American Princess. Oh, she's just the creator and showrunner.
Oh, just those two things.
And the podcast Beverly in LA. It's Jamie
Dendo.
Hello. Oh, I love to sing.
Yes.
So excited to be here. Thank you so much. I am such a fan.
Don't downplay yourself. You're a damn star. Thank you for being back here.
Yep, thank you. I am a star because I'm an only child, so I've always thought of myself as a star.
Hey, I'm a baby, and it's a similar
dynamic.
Yeah,
we're superstars.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry, the dinner table is my time. Thank you.
No, my husband went to my parents' house, and there's so many pictures of me. He's like, are you dead? Looks like someone built a shrine.
Nope. There was
you guys are so nice.
I know,
to each other.
So polite.
Yeah.
I went to high school, like did high school theater with a very fond over only child, and we were over her house, and there were so many photos of her.
Oh, it's bananas.
Like so many photos of her, and this is mean. I gotta own it though. We had a joke that we were like, I bet when you eat soup, when you get to the bottom of a bowl, it's a picture of her. That was like our joke about like they are so obsessed with their child in a way that we're like, this is wild.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, it's crazy. There's a lot of photos. I mean, it's confusing. It's confusing to my children when we go to Nana and Pop-Pop's house. They're just like, wow, they really seem to like you more than sad. No, they still like me. Actually, there's still quite a number of photos. They've documented everything pretty heavily.
Do they have a ton of photos of your children?
They also have a ton. They've added a lot to the mix, but I will say I'm still the dominant force because they just don't remove things.
Yes.
Right.
But yes.
You've had more time.
More time. But they've got plenty of pictures of my kids now. Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
What were you going to say, Zach? Or did we blow so far past it was Soup Bowl picture on the bottom?
No. Oh, yes. I was going to say, I'm also the star of my family. I do have a sister, but I'm the only one in my family not on the autism spectrum, which means that the bar is somewhat different for me.
So you're special in a completely different way.
Yes. My sister is lovely and wonderful and fantastic in her own right.
Can people with autism not be photographed?
Oh, that was the other thing I was going to say. No, they're like vampires. They don't show up in photographs. And two, like, I don't know that there's actually a lot of pictures. And there's a lot of pictures in my house. It's mostly me with like varying phases of how long was my hair? Like, was it past my butt?
You look
was
like you've made some past poor choices.
Oh, for sure.
You know why? Because you have really nice hair. Like I'm looking at, he has got a mop of curly, like the kind of hair that definitely a girl would want
Thank
to grow
you.
Out and be mermaidy.
Thank you.
But for you, mermaid, you have the kind of hair
want to comb with my fingers.
Cut to a barbershop.
I want to sit and stroke your hair. And then I'll be a weirdo who lingers.
She really cares about my hair.
I love his hair.
I love that she cares about my hair. So many barbers in the world, but I won't go there.
He won't go there.
Cause she really cares.
Sit in my chair.
About my hair.
Get cancer someday, and then his hair will go away. I hope he doesn't get real bald, and I hope that his bald head's not too small.
I'm sorry, do you feel this way about every one of your clients, or is this the way you only feel about him and no one after or before?
How did you get in my hair studio? Lady, this is Salon Republic. I do one client at a time. Get the fuck out of here.
But yes, wow. It's cause she really cares about your
hair.
And when you're in that chair, she'll care about your hair.
But you're not in the chair.
Okay. Thank you for that information. I found your website hard to navigate, but I will leave and come back with an appointment time on a later day.
In case you were wondering, ooh, I really dodged a bullet. They say hair comes down from your mother's side of the family, but my mother's brother and her dad lost most of their hair by the time they were like 20 years old. I don't know what happened since Ancestry.com says I'm 90% Eastern European Jewish and only like 3% Italian, which is my dad's side, all of which is to say it's a miracle I have my hair.
Outside on the street of that mysterious building. Do you guys know what happens in there?
What?
No. Do you guys know what happens in there?
I think it's like...
They have a...
I think it's one of those dungeons.
It's like a... Dragons.
No, you guys, come on. No, seriously. There's not like Dungeons and Dragons in there.
Why? Why would you... How can you know?
Because it's just like a street with businesses, but like that building just has like one little... It says like here's SR what, over the door, and it's like, I don't know what happens in there.
SR.
Okay. SR. Like what? I think it's...
Look. Sorcerers.
Yeah, and no, you guys.
Real.
Royal.
Guys, all right. Do you want to like play make-believe, or are you going to ask to like ask me like...
Fine, I know what's in there. It's just not as exciting as
no,
what you want.
No, because let me tell you something. Everybody makes fun of us. And why they make fun of us?
Why?
Because we have imaginations. And it's like, screw you. You know, I don't play with your balls and your bats and your balls and your
hoops. I know.
Balls and
listen,
your...
I know. And I agree. Like, Mandy, we're on the same page that like, I like that we... like still our imagination kids that were like, hey, we could just like be in a field and be like, we'll make up a game. But like right now, I just like was trying to ask her a real question. Like, yeah.
Carla,
if I was like,
Carla just really wants to know like what is the SR okay. stand for.
And like stands for Salon Republic. And there's a really weird lady who works there. And I feel very sorry for her. Not just because I see her walk in and out alone at all hours, but I've seen her cry.
You've seen her cry?
Yeah, I've seen her cry.
You've seen her cry?
Okay, now you guys, now I want to play make believe.
Okay.
Okay, starting now.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I think she cried because she found 1,000 gold bars, but then she forgot where she put the gold bars.
That's good.
I think she cried because there is a dragon inside and it tells dark, hurtful truths.
What did she cry? Because her butt fell off.
What did she cry? because she can't get rid of a cough.
What if she cried? Because she has no friends and only hangs out with dildos like you.
Time out on the make-believe. Did you just call us dildos, Mandy?
I did, but I was kidding because you was imaginary.
Okay,
in that
I just want
to
know that with my friends that we are actually good friends and not a thing where my best friend thinks I'm a dildo.
Oh my gosh, what if you cried? Cause someone called her a dildo.
What if she cried? And she didn't know if they always felt that she was a dildo.
There are a bunch of kids hanging outside her window waiting for her to get undressed.
What if she cried? What if she cried?
What if she cried? What if she cried? What if she cried? What if she cried?
She cried. Either way, I don't want to think about the real reason.
Right.
I don't want to think if she sat through every season.
Maybe it has to do with something like age or the death of the spouse.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, those
Mandy,
are things I would definitely
Mandy
cry about.
What if she cried?
What if she cried?
Because
Mandy
it was windy and she got something in her eye.
Did she cry? Or she watched Air Bud for the third time.
What if she cried? Because she lost her parents in the September 11th explosions.
Wow.
Oh my God, that make her cry.
But probably it's a dragon.
Probably it's a dragon.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a dragon.
I'm sure, like, if we picked up every piece of trash in front of her store, she would be happier and, like, could use it to fight a dragon.
Carla,
what?
Not thinking big. And neither are you, Bobison. Here's what we should do.
I didn't even say anything. How do you know I'm not thinking big?
Because I already know that I'm the de facto leader of this group.
Well, I was just saying we could make a donation in her name to Cars for Kids.
Nobody really wants that. See, what did I tell you?
You're
you guys
right.
are dumb.
I'm sorry.
We have to really make her feel better.
Well, then what would you say that we should even do then, even?
Well, I'm saying you're speaking and thinking so generally. What we should do is follow her and then really get to know what she's like and then figure out what would make her the happiest of all.
Oh, that we can't give her the gift that her heart needs because we don't know
her heart.
You don't know what her heart needs.
I mean, you are smart, and like, if we had an election, I'd like elect you. Like, if you were, you're like the de facto leader, but I feel like you'd also be the chosen leader.
Such dildos.
Okay.
I honestly love it. I love the ribbon.
Boston?
Yeah.
Do you, though?
I do. Okay. I just sort of the way I interact with people. It's like, if I meet someone and like, you're an asshole, I'm like, oh, you feel comfortable enough with me to say that to me, and I know that you don't mean it.
See?
The downside is, I'm not really sure if anyone actually doesn't like me. I just assume that I'm likable, and that is not the case. If someone came up to me and said some mean, obnoxious things, I'd assume that with a smile on my face, I'd say, I really don't know if you don't like me. It seems like you do like me a lot. Even though the things you say are mean, I'm reading between all the lines, and so I think you're hot. Yeah.
I thought of you just this morning.
Yeah?
And I walked by this place.
Okay, why?
A kind of place that sells pies. I got one here, it's for you. No, just kidding, it's burning your face.
What a good friend to hit me with a pie in the face. What a thing that only a friend would do. This isn't a pie, though, it's shaving cream in a big tin pan, and I'm gonna go wash my mouth out now. It's gross.
But if everyone's mean to you,
yeah,
that means what's the difference between a bully and a friend?
I don't have bullies. I only have friends.
Oh, well, wow. I guess that's kind of like a fun way of flipping it.
Also, like, why does a bully make fun of someone, really? It's usually not about you. It's about them.
You're right. Huh.
Come on over here, Bobison. I want to show you something.
Okay. What's this?
Well, this is called a porta potty.
Okay.
It's a little dirty, little spotty. Take a look inside. No, a little closer, please.
With my head?
I'm gonna slam the door and then you'll be stuck with peas and
lock me in a porta potty. My friend will lock me in a big pink cage.
I'm taking a video.
Oh no, please don't push it over. Oh, you did.
Are we having fun as friends?
That was wild. You're wild.
All right, if that's really what you want, Bobison, I guess I can be your friend that way.
I mean, no, you don't have to be mean if you don't feel like being mean. Also, like, everyone interacts in their own way. Although, I am kind of interested to see in what you think that would even be.
Okay. I worry you are average in every single way, and there will not be anything that ever makes a special day. You will probably find a job that you think is just all right, and you'll spend many lonely nights.
Okay.
And then you'll find no one for who you can really share your innermost thoughts. Who will ever care? Because you are like a bread person. You are just a bread.
Hey, Carla.
You're a bread person.
Okay, Carla.
You're a bread person.
Yeah, no, you're crying and I'm also crying right now. So here's the problem with what just happened, okay? When Mandy's mean to me, it's so insane and crazy that I know it comes from a place of love.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually negative. It's usually larger than life. She calls me a dildo.
Yeah, it definitely had sort of like an impish silliness to it.
Yeah, for sure. You just sort of listed what I would define as hard truths.
Hey, Bobison! Come over here and see this fish market.
Oh, fish market? I'm sorry, Manny. I'm in a kind of bad mood. I just heard some really bummer news. What are you going
to
do?
What does this fish smell like to you?
I don't know.
What if I shoved it in your face a little closer? Oh, wait, here's some fresh octopus. I'm going to put it on your shoulder.
Oh, gosh, Carla, you just got saved so hardcore. I feel so much better than I did before.
You
can just maybe stick to being positive. You be that kind of kid.
Kid dildo, dildo. Sometimes you gotta call it like it is. You're a dildo, a dildo.
Don't say any of those things about me being a bread person.
No, I will never do that again. Okay. All right, why don't you shower and then let's go follow that lady.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I get you anything? Another long day at the office. I know you work at a salon, just a way of saying it.
No, I'm fine at this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not. You know what? I wasn't gonna do this. I wasn't gonna have another drink. But then I realized you're not wrong. I did have another hard day, another string of hard days. So you know what? Very few things give me pleasure. Just a couple of clients that I have. Wow. But beyond that, nothing. I'll have a whole bottle of rosé. Two bottles. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Oh, you have a beautiful tush. Can I say that because I'm a woman? Turn around for me.
Well, I don't think you can.
Why not? I'm not gay, so I'm not hitting on you.
Well,
I'm just, this is what I'm saying. Life in this world is so confusing for a salon woman. You know, I cut hair. I have an intimate relationship with scalps.
But, you know, you and me, we have a lot in common because people like to open up to their hairdressers and people like to open up to their bartenders.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're both makeshift therapy, you know, people just getting out what they need. But
what kind of things do people tell you?
A lot. You know, I mean, people tell me when they got stood up for a date. People tell me when their job isn't great. And if they get a little more sheets to the wind, well, that's not the beginning and it's not the end. I've heard about problems growing up, problems with your dad. I've heard about car accidents that would make you sad. I've heard about issues. Here I have a drink, not tissues. Everybody likes to bend the ear of a bartender.
Well, I hadn't thought about it that way, but I think my situation's a little different, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I'm psychic. So when someone says I'm having a really great day, I sing in my head, well, wait 5 minutes, mister. They're gonna make you pay. As in, you're gonna get mugged. You're gonna get drugged. And then your assailant will run away, leaving you for dead. Do you want it shorter in the back or not?
Wow.
Did I mention I'm psychic? That's
you
part
did.
Of the problem.
Well, you know, but they don't have to tell you, you just
I had a lady come in my chair and say, I've got fertility problems. I said, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. In my head I said, no you don't, you're stuffed with 9 babies. You are gonna lead a miserable life. Please don't get any babies on my chair.
I guess I thought we would be one in the same, but now I see I should stay in my lane. There's nothing I can help. I can't cure your sutures. I only hear the truth, but you see the future. I don't know what that's like, but it must not be all right.
It's not all right.
It must not feel all right.
It's not all right.
It must not feel all right.
It's not all right. You want to know what I see going on with you in about an hour after you get off work?
God, no.
You really don't.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how we're supposed to follow her in here. That's a bar and we can't go in.
Well, just wait out. We just wait outside the bar.
What?
We could do it.
What? Three kids in a trench coat.
Three kids in a trench coat.
Oh, I know. We can get on. Yeah, three kids in a trench coat. That's a great idea.
Wait a minute.
What?
Everyone always does three kids in a trench coat.
No, they don't. They're usually cartoons, though. We're not cartoons.
And actually,
in cartoons, they always do.
A lot of times
but we're not cartoons.
I'm saying, Mandy, you were saying I always think too small. I'm trying to think bigger.
Do I hear a dildo or do I hear a dildo talking?
Ding dong dildo.
You hear a dildo. I'm about to be a dildo real quick. Listen, everyone, I know that we're not cartoons.
Great.
Okay. Let's stipulate we are not cartoons.
We are not cartoons.
But everyone always does three kids in a trench coat. What if?
What if?
We did three kids in a negligee.
Bobison.
What?
I love it.
It's always a guy. Why is it never a lady?
I like to wear a trench coat.
No, I think it's good that you're
obviously Mandy's
about
going to be the top because she's the de facto and chosen leader.
Yeah. Also,
you be the base because
I'm also
so strong legs.
Yeah. Yep. And I'll be in the middle because I'm good at holding buttons closed.
You're also a good mediator.
But a negligee don't have a ton of buttons.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, trench coat. We got to negligee. They're going to see right through it.
I can't believe you're not going to take his suggestion seriously.
You want to do negligee?
Hold on. Pitch two.
Okay.
Three kids in a wedding dress.
Oh, that's very
because
good.
Not only would it be not see-through and not a negligee, but how have you ever seen a woman sitting in a bar in a wedding dress and not immediately wanted to talk to that
person? Yeah, you gotta buy her a drink. Manny, you gotta be careful not to drink alcohol.
Oh, no, I won't drink any alcohol.
People are going to want to buy you drinks because you'll be a sad bride in a bar.
I know. You'll be so pretty.
Hang on. Let me open my backpack and see what kind of wedding items I have in here. Hang on.
Such a get back.
Hold on a second. I have a bouquet.
Okay.
I have a boutonniere.
Okay. I don't know that
not
we
Nessa,
need
I
that.
I have the garter.
Oh, sweet. You could put that on their strong legs, Bobison.
I get that one. Give that to me. Thank you very much.
I'm sure I put a wedding dress in here. I did. It's right here. I'm so sorry.
Here comes a bride.
Uh-oh.
Three kids as a bride.
Here we go.
We are a wedding dress with three kids inside. Here comes a bride. Three kids as a bride. We're in a wedding dress with three kids inside. My eyes so that I
the bride. We're in a wedding dress with three kids inside. Here comes the bride, three kids as a bride. We're in a wedding dress with three kids inside.
Oh my gosh, a woman dressed in a wedding gown. Of all the places to drink, she came to mind in this town. Can I be a beacon of light to help her unload on what is probably a bad night? Hi, welcome to my bar. I'm sorry, are you coming? Well, I don't want to assume what happened to you. Oh, hold on, I got to go to the restroom to talk to, to go to the toilet. Which? And sit down on it with my one.
Which
sure.
way is the restroom?
Which way is the restroom? It's just the back corner there.
You're gonna have to specify. I can't see where he's pointing.
Just come on. Thank you, bartender.
You're welcome.
Good job, guys.
Found it.
Here comes a bride. Three kids as a bride. We're in a wedding dress with three kids inside.
Okay, guys, I think that was pretty good, Mandy, but it's okay.
But
you could just.
What? You guys were completely freaking me out. I don't want to be the head.
Well,
Mandy,
you have to be the head.
No, they saw you
Mandy,
as the head.
Always saw, you can't change the head now.
I'm not doing it. I want to switch.
Okay, well, Bobison.
Me?
It was your idea. You wanted to be the bride.
I mean,
I'm sure you can come up with a really good reason why we switched heads. Just be it.
I'm sure I can.
I'm the boss. I'm making you do it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And by the way, P.S., I think that our salon woman, she looked like she was asleep.
Oh, yeah, she did. I mean, I could kind of see through because it's light lace at the top, yeah. So I could kind of see.
It's really nice. Later, I'm going to ask why you carry it around, but it's really, really pretty.
Thanks.
And honestly, I'm honored that you think that I could.
Okay, well, you better be, wake her up.
Okay.
Here comes a bride, three kids as a bride, trying to get in that woman's heart what's inside.
What is inside that salon's lady's head besides everyone else's future? What happens to the bartender in an hour? And will Bobison be a good head? Why does she have a wedding dress? Find out when we return to the second half. Future Bride!
Hey, Off Book is brought to you once again by our good friends at Lisa. Lisa believes that a bed is more than just a place to sleep. It's a place for relaxation and rest, and they believe that everybody has the right to rest. That's why they make two awesome mattresses, plus accessories and bases to help give your body the deep rest it needs. The all-foam Lisa mattress is new and improved, featuring cooling LSA200 foam for enhanced pressure relief for side sleepers. Their Sapira hybrid mattress is the perfect combination of foam and spring for pressure relief and edge-to-edge support. You know we love these mattresses, and we love Lisa's mission to provide a better night's sleep for everybody. And from day one, this company has set out to be a company with heart. That's why they donate mattresses for every 10 they sell to organizations that work in causes like foster care prevention. To date, they've donated more than 32,000 mattresses through more than 1,000 nonprofits. I've said it before, I'll say it as many times as Lisa wants to sponsor this podcast, because it continues to be true. I love my mattress. I sleep on it every night. I never switch it out for another mattress, and I'm always angry when I'm sleeping on a mattress that isn't mine because they're inferior. Get 15% off your entire order at lisa.com/offbook and use promo code offbook. That's LEESA.com/offbook. Promo code offbook.
Welcome back.
When we last left, three kids in a wedding dress were about to try to wake up a passed out drunk woman in the bar of a man. How will their stories end?
We'll find out right now in Future Bride.
Not a bar of a man. The bartender was a woman. We know because she had a good tush and the other lady said so and the lady wasn't gay. So we have established that bartender is a woman. Now say what you were going to say.
That was it. The title, Future Bride.
I see too.
This is so wild because
I've never had a bride come into my bar, and now tonight I've had two.
Yes. Two brides. I'm a different bride than the other bride, and that's why I look different.
Are you like on your way, or did you run away?
No, it's a happy story. Okay. My wedding is tomorrow.
Phew. Because, can I tell you something?
Please.
I like being a bartender and, like, taking on people's, struggles and being an ear for them. But sometimes it's a lot. And this lady, she told me she can see the future. And she told me that something bad happens to me in an hour. And so now I'm really freaking out.
Wait,
but
she told you what?
Well, she said, you don't want to know what happens to you in an hour. And then she passed out. And I've been trying to wake her up, but she's really not coming to. I'm about to, shake.
You do the thing that you do. Everyone knows how to wake up a drunk person. You dump a bucket of water on their head, right?
I don't know that I can do that. If I just like, ooh, I accidentally spilled a little.
I'm very interested in hearing more about this psychic woman, but I should also say that you probably don't need to worry too much because, like, your fate is your own and nothing is predetermined. And she threw up a little bit.
I'm just going to shift her head so she's not in. Or is she
she's
weak?
Back
is
asleep. She back? No, I thought she... Oh.
Here's the good news.
Okay.
Alcohol dulls my visions, which thank God, because I see so much horror on daily basis. Is that a bride?
Hi, yes. I'm a bride, and my wedding is tomorrow, and I'm a different bride than the other bride that came in, and that's my story.
Why are you dressed for your wedding tomorrow?
Because it takes so long to get ready, and I just wanted to... And the wedding is very early in the morning.
Bartender, hold on a second. I'm going to look at the bride and get the real story. Hold on. Nope, too much wine.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
You can ask me a question because you know why? I know that you're going to want to get your hair done before your ceremony because you need it done because it's too short and boyish for that dress.
What would you suggest? Because this is kind of the haircut that I get, and I don't really have too many choices about it. It's sort of a choice made for me, but I think you're right.
Sweetie,
right?
You're a bride. You have love in your life. That's so great, I think. I can't tell if it's going to end in misery or not, but from the actual face value, what I see is a bride. So why don't we give you some sort of hair extension to make you look like a pretty person?
Can it be purple?
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Get this bride a drink.
Yes.
Why not, right? We're just three dames.
I just gotta tell you.
Yep. Well, I hope you tell me today, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Because
hold on.
We only serve alcohol. That's what we got.
Yeah.
We only serve alcohol. Nothing else. No, not. You'll drink.
Oh, yeah.
We only got alcohol. Don't care what you think. I'll tell you what, Bridie, honey, they got alcohol and it works. So when you put it in your mouth and mouth hole, it makes you drunk and then drunker still, because the alcohol they got is what I like to swill.
Oh, of course I'm gonna order an alcohol, 'cause I'm an adult and you know I've tried them all. My favorite are the ones that taste so good. Drinking alcohol like an adult woman should.
We only have alcohol.
Alcohol.
Drink.
dildo
this
head.
This bar doesn't even have, like, mixers of any kind, it seems.
You are 13, you dum-dum.
It's gonna, like, mess up the plane because you'll be too wobbly and you'll be
gonna shrink your balls.
Okay, yeah, it'll shrink your balls.
Yeah, I know. Everyone knows alcohol shrinks your balls, guys. I know.
Your balls are on my neck, by the way.
Yeah, and they're already pretty small because it's cold. So I don't want to know what would happen if I drank alcohol.
Hey, Brad, why are you talking to yourself? It's time for you to take something from the shelf.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Let me give a little look-see. Just a look real quick. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which alcohol will I pick?
We only have alcohol.
Alcohol. Maybe a brown one.
Oh.
Maybe a clear one. Shiny blue bottle. What's that one say? Bombay Sapphire. Yeah, that's one. Maybe this green one. Maybe a little, this one, this a port. Maybe I'll take the port and mix it together with the Bombay Sapphire.
You want gin and port?
No.
I think I see what's going on here right now. She is the most important day of her life.
That's right.
She's gonna make herself a sexy, on-point, real womanly lady wife. And I see that she's nervous about losing control. I guess you know what? In her honor, I will drink the alcohol.
Please drink my alcohol.
Give me more alcohol.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Also, like, you're right. Like, you probably don't want to be like hungover. Do you want just like a glass of juice and like club soda or something?
Oh, you do have mixers here.
Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of meant like, I was just like,
I know that. I've been to bars. I know that. You know, I know how,
like,
bars are.
You know, like, sometimes like the bars have like to have an ethos of like, you here to get drunk, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
I've been to many bars, so I know that when someone says we only have alcohol, you know, they don't mean that literally.
Well, just like being playful. But yeah, here you go. Here's like, this is actually a house made syrup of grapefruit and rosemary. It's just a little bit on the bottom with a club soda. So,
this is great. And honestly, and my wedding is so early in the morning.
I'm going to try the port and gin. Here's the port and gin. Because that actually just
I'm shaking it up. Good. And here you go.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You, bride-to-be, are goddamn genius.
Yeah. That's everyone's drinking that drink. I didn't even come up with it. It's just a normal drink that people drink.
You know, if you were in my chair, I'd be able to tell you all about your future with your new husband. I'd be able to tell you about how many kids you're going to have and how excited you're going to be.
You know, I'm sorry. I haven't asked you yet. What's your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Patricia,
can you see your own future or only the futures of others?
I can only see the future of others.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of responsibility.
You have no idea.
I don't.
Most people are living lies.
I'm sorry. Rude. What's your name? Of me, not of you. Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
My name's Savannah. What's your name?
My
name. Don't say Bobby.
Bobby. My name is Bobby.
Yes, exactly. You like Bobby Brown, the makeup maker.
That's right.
Cute.
Name is Bobby. Oh.
I'm going to tell you something, Bobby. Maybe it's the alcohol or port.
Alcohol! Sorry. Talk. I just never know what it should be, the vibe.
Not right now, because I was going to say.
I'm so sorry.
Savannah, you are fun.
If I were a gay, I would find you very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I just like your delicate features.
Thank you.
I like your innocent stare.
Mm-hmm.
I like everything about you.
Thanks. My braces don't look weird.
No.
I worry about them.
No.
I mean, I know that everyone my age has. I know.
Everyone has.
I know everyone has.
Don't talk about
Everyone
braces.
Has their own thing.
that they are nervous
That
about.
Might be the wisest sure. thing I've ever heard. You should go into a profession like either a hair salon keeper or a barkeep.
I couldn't do that. That's not my profession.
What do you mean? Why not? What are you good at?
You can do it.
I can't bluff a whole profession.
Just say that you're good at something.
Tell me, yeah, think about it. You're a good friend, I guess. I'm not serious.
Yeah.
You're a bread person. Oh, yeah. That's better. That's better than being a friend.
I'm a bread person.
Okay.
You know what that means?
No, we don't.
I'm a bread person.
Like a baker?
Not good, not bad, just in between. And it's not a baker. I don't make the bread. I am the bread you see. Ooh, a bread person. That is me.
Okay, Bobison, I kind of meant use the inspiration of being a bread person to like make up being a baker.
Oh, I am a baker. I am a baker.
Okay.
Huh. I bake bread all day.
Great.
I put the flour and the water together, as is the baking way. And sometimes I use yeast, and sometimes I do not. On Passover, I do not use yeast. Bread's what I got, 'cause I'm a bread person. Bread, 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 bread person.
That's amazing.
I
liked in the beginning when you were talking about how it was who you are.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we let our professions define us, and maybe the label should go a bit more far. And you can use that to describe, I mean, whatever's in your head. Because let's really be honest, everyone loves bread.
And everyone loves a bread person. Bread person.
Everyone loves a bread person.
And that is what I am. I'm just kind of someone that is a baker and that everyone likes. That's my job. That's what I do.
Thanks, guys. I'm sobering up, and I'm going to tell you that is the dumbest thing that I have ever heard. And I don't know what's going on here, but I'm starting to get my spidey sense. So I'm going to stand up out of this stool and figure out what the hell
Patricia?
Is really going on here.
Patricia.
Oh my gosh, she fell down
and around. That's the best way I can describe it.
She fell onto a table, then onto a chair, around the table, then onto the floor, back onto the chair, and then...
Are you okay? What? Wow, Bobby, are you okay? When you stood up, you were really wobbly.
No, I wasn't.
We're fine.
Oh my gosh, I'm fine. Okay? Just me is fine.
Patricia? Who's Patricia?
What?
That's what you said your name was.
Oh no, Patricia's the name of a ghost that's been haunting my salon for the past 40 years. Who's Patricia?
My God.
Guys, are you hearing this? Oh my God.
My name's Kelly.
Kelly?
P.S., your hair is amazing.
Wow, thank you.
It's so good. Is that natural, that color?
Shut
the fuck up. You have to come to my salon. I can do a highlight that will absolutely offset those sides.
I would love that.
Oh my God. Are you getting married?
Oh my God, yes, I am very early tomorrow morning.
Oh my God, you are so beautiful. That's amazing. Do you need any sort of like extra curl? I mean, you kind of have a little like less on the sides, but I can totally work with it.
Honestly... Yes.
Also, what am I doing here in the middle of the day? I gotta get back to work. I have clients.
Kelly, I don't wanna... Jeez, this is gonna be a lot.
What day do you think it is? Actually, what's the year?
Okay, you guys are crazy. Everyone knows that it's 2006.
Oh, no.
There's been a ghost in her... Guys, are you getting this? There's been a ghost in her for 13 years.
What is she talking about? You dildos. This is crazy. I told you it's going to be awesome.
Okay. I need to do a sort of reveal right now, and it's going to make my sort of presence here a little bit illegal, and I apologize for that.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
I'm.
Wait, oh, why are you shaking and melting at the same time? We're three kids in a trench, we're three kids in a wedding dress.
Listen, I need to get out of there. Ugh.
No, listen.
His balls were in my face.
I was originally the bottom, and then they asked me to be on the top.
Okay, I'm just going to pretend that you're 21.
Collectively, we are 21, so that's true.
Oh, okay, so like if you add it all together.
Collectively, I think we're 39.
We're at least 21, is what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, cool for us.
Yeah,
oh,
that's my God. Cool for us.
If something happened to me in 2006, and it's not 2006 anymore, what year is it, you guys?
It's 2019. 19. And I don't know how to tell you this, but things are not great.
They're not awesome.
They're not awesome. They're not right awesome. Now. I mean, I know in 2006, they're also not awesome.
I honestly think,
yeah. Hello, W. Come on. What's worse than W?
Well, just wait. Anyway.
But, you know, Kelly, I feel like we should make it like about you. You've, I guess, been possessed by old Patricia, who was also a hairdresser, but also could see the future. And she was like taking over your body.
And we were sort of like, you were crying all the time. Not you, but like ghost
Patricia, you.
So we were following you to try to figure out what was going on with that. And then it turns out that you weren't crying.
Because we are three kids in a wedding dress.
We're three kids in a wedding dress.
Which, by the way. Excellent. I did not see that at all.
Oh, thank
you. Me neither. And I was sober and not possessed by a ghost.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kelly, is there something we can do for you or get for you? I mean, this must be a lot. And also, is Patricia here?
Patricia? Did you guys feel cold just then?
Yeah, I for sure did. And I guys, didn't like it. We have to help that ghost, right?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, that ghost is moving around.
You don't understand. Patricia, it's a really sad story. And kind of dark. Like, I hope you guys can handle it.
My watch just went off.
Yeah.
It's an hour later.
And that's why, when the dragon finally came back.
Wait.
And they couldn't. They just couldn't because interspecial? Hello? No.
Wait.
What? Wait, I'm just saying, Patricia told me something bad was gonna happen in an hour.
Oh.
And my watch just dinged. I set a timer that I was like, well, just keep an eye out for an hour. I'm sure this is just like a drunk, crazy lady, but I was like, just in case, let me set a timer for an hour. And an hour is now.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How much of the story that was just told did you hear?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, did you hear it from the beginning to the end, or did you feel like you maybe missed part of it?
Missed part of it?
I think you might...
This is going to be really upsetting.
Okay.
But part of the myth and the lore that I was trying to convey to you that whole time, that you were spaced out during, is that Patricia must find a new host. And since she can't find her dragon because dragons don't exist, she's probably going to get you.
I'm about to be Patricia.
She's about to be Patricia.
I'm about to be a psychic ghost. I'm about to be Patricia. Because she needs a new host.
Hold on. You don't have to be Patricia.
She kind of does have to be Patricia.
Okay, but what if we send Patricia on her way?
Hey, you can try, but you've been trying to do that for years.
To Patricia.
Maybe I could be in the clear. Because if not, I'm about to be Patricia.
Most disgusting interspecial sin. They did it.
They did it.
They did it. They did it. And human sex. And then he fucked her to death. And then she became.
I'm about to be Patricia. A ghost who's like centuries old and fucked a dragon. I'm about to be Patricia. I'll be the vessel like I was a flagon.
together to send her to the other side. Me and Kelly and the three kids who were just a bride. And maybe Patricia could go on her way and she would feel okay, because she would be reunited with her scaly lover on the other side.
Does she want to be united with the dragon that fucked her to death?
It's just, oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'm sorry, I heard like sort of like a Shape of Water
connection. To be honest with you, it might have not been fucked to death. I might have made up that part, but only because it's like a crazy story.
Kelly, no worries. You've literally been like other for 13 years.
It's been a lot.
I'm not going to hold a single thing against you.
Thank you so much.
But
maybe
I won't have to be Patricia. We know you're here, and we know that you're looking for someone new to be inside, but maybe you don't have to be, maybe you shouldn't. Also, Mandy, I just want to tell you, like you were absolutely right.
Thank you.
Okay. Like you, when we were like playing make believe outside that building, you were like, you talking about the dragon?
Did I not talk about the dragon?
And then there was like a freaking dragon.
You guys, that's why I'm the leader of this group.
Okay, you're Mandy, so I feel like we might like that nice bartender. She's gonna like freaking be like a mean old ghost.
You
like,
can't let this happen to Savannah. What are we she's my to do best friend.
She's really not Bobison. She thought you were someone else.
Okay. I like her very much.
Okay, well, sorry. We all like her.
Is this about the bread person thing? Because I feel like we came around like, honestly, I love bread.
Okay,
I think. No, you're also my best friends, but guys, Savannah is my best friend.
Like, we have to do something.
I know what to
and,
do.
Like, you do?
Yeah, hang on.
I knew you would.
Let me get my backpack. Hold on.
God, the backpack has so many good and useful things in it.
I have a book.
Okay.
I have a treasure chest.
Okay, you have a slinky.
An anchor and an actor.
Okay. You have the SAG Award, the actor?
Yeah.
I heard they're really heavy.
So heavy. So this bag is amazing.
What did you have? Whose SAG Award
LL Bean.
Is that?
What?
Whose SAG Award is that?
Nelson Mandela.
Oh. Here. What a talent.
What a talent.
Okay. I think I found something we can use. Hi, Boo-Boo. Hi, Boo-Boo. Do you guys remember Boo-Boo?
Which one is she talking to?
What do you mean?
Is that the anchor or the slinky?
No, neither. It's her little hamster.
Hamster, Boo-Boo.
Oh, I've missed hamster. Hi, hamster.
Hi, Boo-Boo. Do you think we could put...
I have to be honest with you. A pet was way more responsibility than I thought it was going to be. And my parents said that I would have to take care of it. And the cage smells like fucking death.
Guys, I'm much more... I thought this was going towards we were going to put the spirit of the lady into... the SAG Award, a vessel of a human, not another living being.
Oh, I thought we were going to put in this hamster.
I don't feel comfortable trapping it in a hamster
again. But can we put a ghost in an inanimate object?
In a SAG Award?
I guess let's try this.
We can try it. If it doesn't work,
we'll put it in the hamster.
I don't mind giving up this pet because...
Let's not start with the hamster. Okay, let's start with the SAG Award.
This is proof that like we each have our roles, you know? I think like...
It's not proof yet because it hasn't
worked. You're right. But let's start with the SAG Award.
Okay. Savannah, it's going to be okay.
Okay.
We have a plan that our leader came up with, and she's very smart.
Sorry, I was like, I had to go look in the bathroom just to see if I had gotten any wrinkles in 13 years. And great news, Patricia did Ace's job taking care of her skin. So I'm back. What did I miss? Thank you.
I've just been kind of crying about my impending doom.
Yeah, it's not great.
And the three kids sidebarred and just came back, so you really didn't miss anything.
Okay, good. So what's going on?
We're going to chop the ghost in a SAG award for Nelson Mandela. That's pretty much the plan.
Okay. What if that doesn't work?
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, Kelly. Jesus.
I just hope you have a backup plan.
We do. And I don't like it, but we do have one. So I saw a seance once. So everyone sit on the floor.
Okay.
And hold hands.
Okay. I'm going to light the candles.
Okay.
We have candles.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ambiance for later.
That's great.
Thanks.
Hear us, Patricia, ghost, who died maybe from sex with a dragon, maybe not from the sex, but had sex with a dragon. We wish to set you free, but to set you free, we must trap you. For you must set yourself free. from the cages that bind you, okay. The cages of guilt.
This is lit, honestly.
Thanks. What is it, Patricia? Why do you linger? What is it that you wish to move on from? Why do you stay?
If you knew the love that I once knew.
Okay, seems like the dragon.
The kind of love that lives inside a crypt below a building. If you knew all the love that I once knew, you wouldn't ask so many questions, would you? All you need to know is that I was a girl in love with the kind of thing I shouldn't have been in love with. And when I got together with that thing, it went ahead and did that thing, and we got down and dirty with that thing. But it fucked me to death, and I'm so super sad.
Dragon and you wanted to fuck each other, that is true, no doubt. But maybe the dragon didn't know his own strength. I mean, sex with a dragon and a human, it's not an everyday thing.
I believe you because I know his heart was pure. I believe you and this is what I'm working toward. I want someone to know that we were true.
People said I wouldn't look good in a wedding dress, but it feels so right when I wear this thing. You gotta just do you. You gotta be your own queen.
This is amazing. This is Kelly here. I gotta tell you something about this place that smells like beer. I am watching all of you and watching you.
Gosh, guys, the hamster is possessed.
Oh, Patricia.
Oh my gosh, I think it's the dragon.
It's me, the dragon.
Oh good, he was sentient. That means he could consent.
I've been waiting so long.
Waiting so long.
To tell you when I fought you too hard. It's not your fault, I fought you wrong. A dragon doesn't know how to have sex with a human. At least I'm not on the first try. But if you pass on to the other world, we can practice for all time.
You could be his future bride.
You could be his future bride. I have to go now and leave this powerful hamster by himself.
I'm going with you.
And look, Babo's fine. Whoa, crazy. All the wind blew all the doors open and then back closed.
What happened to the SAG Award? Because it is so dope. I'd love to put it in my salon.
The SAG Award is gone.
Wow.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But wow. Are they getting married in the afterlife? Is that
I hope what? So. That's what it felt like.
That's incredibly romantic.
Seems like at the very least they're going to just
explore it.
They're going to explore it.
Yeah. I think it was more just like maybe.
Hey, Savannah.
Yeah.
I know this is completely crazy, but I'm gay. Are you gay?
Yeah.
Wow. Would you like to go out sometime?
Whoa, guys. Me too. Kind of.
Babasan, well, don't interrupt their moment. They're having sorry. Like a moment. Plus, well, I mean, you're 13. You could
get out with them. I'm just not sure that's the right label for me.
Babasan, that's okay. You have plenty of time. You don't need it.
But they're like grown women.
Sure, yeah. I'll let them do their thing.
Anyway, why don't you come by the salon sometime?
Okay.
I'll cut your hair.
Okay, great. And why don't you come by the bar sometime as yourself?
You know what's so funny is when you cut hair, people tell you all their problems.
Yes. When you're a bartender, people tell you all their problems.
Wow. We have so much in common.
Babasan?
Me, I'm just watching politely from a distance. I wanted to say, like, me too, but it seemed like they're really having a moment.
Don't listen, get out. We should
guys,
get out of here.
Can you believe it?
We did it.
We did it.
We did it. We did the thing we wanted to do. And dragons were way more a part of it than I initially
thought. Yeah, this was better than imagination. We don't need to use our imagination.
But you know the part of, but you know the part of imagination that, like, I feel like was helpful?
What?
The thing that we were doing when we win or when we lose is when we imagine being in someone's shoes, and that really helped us help that ghost move on with her love by taking a time to think what others think of. The best imagination is empathy.
Empathy.
The best imagination is empathy.
So what you're saying is I should look through someone's eyes. I should see what they see. I should feel what's in their thighs.
I feel as a bartender, I use empathy all the time. It's how I get through every day, how I get through every bit of rhyme. Why do we do anything? Why is that person the way they are? I can bridge the gap if I try not to be far from how they feel. And that's what you do too,
I'm sure. That's what I do too when I'm cutting hair. I learn to care about the person in the chair and all their hair. I feel that I'm the one who learns to care.
The best imagination is empathy.
Book is also brought to you by Zach Reno and Jess McKenna. What? Who are doing a show at the Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles at 8 p.m. this Friday, May 10th. Hey, gosh, we'd love to see you there. We'd love it if you got tickets on the zachandthejess.com/live. It would be a shame if you didn't get tickets to this show, if you know what I mean. I wouldn't want something to happen to the shows and there not be any more shows because you didn't get tickets to this show. If you know what I'm saying. I don't know who that threatening Italian man was who came in. He's gone now. Anyway, yeah, come see the show. We'd love to see you there.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is normally the part where we would just say, Jamie Dembo, extreme talent.
Gotta
enjoy.
Give a huge shout out to Jamie Dembo.
She did
Jamie
have to Dembo. Jet, so you can just know that that happened and it should happen from you.
Watch American Princess when it comes out. Showrunner, creator, gosh, what a force. We love her.
My goodness. But we got a new guest in the studio.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Beverly.
Hi, I'm Beverly Ginsburg. I know you two know because I know you know.
Yes, we know.
I don't know if your listeners know because this is, well, although they should, there's probably a lot of crossover.
Yeah, I mean, we're on the same network here.
I'm a podcaster.
Yeah.
I love podcasts.
It's great, right?
I just discovered podcasts.
Are you you listening?
I listen to my podcast.
Yeah, anyone else's?
No, I listen to my podcast, and then there's other podcasts.
Yeah, sure.
People have podcasts.
For people that maybe don't know, what's your podcast?
My podcast is, okay, so I'm a mother of a woman of a certain age, 70. 70 is the new 60, is the new 50, is the new 30.
You look great.
New preemie. 70 is the new preemie. And I'm from New England. I'm from Massachusetts specifically, okay? It's a blue state, okay? And anyway, so I came out to California because I'm, you know what? I'm exhausted by the East Coast. I'm in Los Angeles learning about Los Angeles culture.
Yeah, get out of those winters.
Excuse me, I had a burp.
Oh, you're
pardon
right.
me. No, I didn't take my Zantac before I had something. I had a latte from a very expensive coffee
they
shop.
They are yeah, expensive, very expensive.
Oh my God. Coffee shop out here has a stupid name. A Go Get My Tiger or Groundworking or whatever. It's so stupid. You know what? I love Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, there's still plenty of those, right?
Oh, do I love Starbucks. Yeah, anyway, I love your podcast. I listened to it on the way here.
Oh, you did?
On my earphones.
Oh, thank you.
What do you do, musicals?
Yeah.
I've never heard any of the musicals you've done before is the problem. I don't know where to find them.
Oh, well, they're making them up.
They're not real.
You're not making them up.
Yeah, we're making them up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Pull the other one. Ha! And look at you, have a whole band here. You look like the Muppets. You've got a cute little Janice from the Muppets. She looks not too bright. Drummers are never the smart ones. It's so sad.
Dana's very smart.
No, they're not. She might be, but they're not drummers.
Drummers in general.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're cute. He's Jewish. She's not. I can tell just by looking.
Wait, who's Jewish?
Me.
He's Jewish.
That's what I just said is he's Jewish and you're not.
Oh, and I'm not.
I can tell because you're already backing down. And so that's how I know you're not Jewish. Okay, what do you want me to do? I'm here to promote my podcast on your podcast.
We thought maybe we should sing a song maybe about what you've discovered in LA so far.
Do you want me to make it up?
Yeah, we'll make it up with you.
We'll make it up with you, yeah.
We'll start. Beverly, what's your favorite thing you've found in LA so far?
Well, your porn stars come right out of their dark garages and just go on hikes.
Porn stars going on hikes?
I mean, from what I can tell.
No, they do.
I went up Runyon Canyon. There was dog shit everywhere, but it didn't bother me because you know what I saw up there. I saw breasts, big natural breasts. They looked like mountains with nipples on top, but they weren't mountains with nipples on top. They were breasts. Oh, beautiful porn star breasts.
There's always porn stars hiking in LA. There's always porn stars hiking in LA. Every single trail, every time of year, every single day, there's always porn stars hiking in LA.
I mounted the bottom of the trail and started to go up when I tripped and fell upon my knee and could not get up. A paramedic was called to me and he was so handsome. I said, "Do you have another job?" And he said, "Yes, I do, ma'am."
Paramedics are porn stars in LA. Paramedics are porn stars in LA. The paramedics are porn stars in LA.
But how did you feel when you got to the top and took in those views?
I felt like I wanted to throw up and that I had rocks in my shoes.
But how did you feel when you finally saw the high?
You can always go home for porn in LA.
But we have internet in LA, so you can always go home for porn.
Porn in LA.
You know it's often shot in the valley.
Pornography! Pornography! What an industry you have out here. Pornography.
Right here in LA.
Oh, was that wonderful?
Beverly, that was amazing.
I'm so touched that you wanted to share my experience. I love Los Angeles. It's just wonderful. Wear sunscreen. You're going to shrivel up like
You've
some of those.
You've got to. You've got sunscreen. Every day. Yeah. Every day.
I know. And sometimes you. I put more on my left side because so much time in the car.
Are you two together?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No.
But you're having an affair?
No.
I'm sure you are. You have to because your people, they must see all the chemistry. It's very difficult. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You can all have open relationships. You're millennials.
Beverly, people should listen to your podcast, Beverly in L.A.
Beverly in L.A.
It's on Stitcher Premium, but they're not going to want to pay it behind the paywall. So just wait for the offer code to include it. You'll be able to binge all 10 episodes.
Yeah, you guys know about how to get on that Stitcher content.
Do that.
As you should.
As you should. Watch American Princess when it comes up.
Beverly. June 2nd.
Big ups for Jamie Denbo.
Thank you, Jamie, for coming
in. We love her. You guys, she was on, and she was one of our true friends helping us launch in the beginning. We love having her back.
That's true. She was on a show we did called Serious Music. Google it. It's maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
That, too. I was just mentioning she was on an early off book. But yes, she was also in our digital show, Serious Music. It was very funny, and we love her very much. Please give it up for Brett on the Brett's.
Woo!
Scott Passarella, pianist, king of pianist of kings. Why do I do that? Dana Wiggs on the sticks. We got them all. Thank you so much. We love you so much. And as we say at the end of every episode, you got that award from SAG?
You know your life can't be a drag.